Last night, as Congress continued the debate, Senator Mark Begich hosted a town hall by telephone. From his Senate office, he was on the phone for an hour, getting more than 1,200 Alaskans on at its peak. The 14 people who got to ask questions mostly focused on the debt ceiling. And as APRN's Libby Casey reports, they were very educated and very concerned.
From Kodiak to Bethel, callers quiz Senator Begich about what Congress is doing to fend off default.
Hello, Senator Mark.
Yes.
Janet Inchugiak followed President Obama's advice earlier this week and gave her 2 cents, joining the thousands who jammed the phones and crashed web servers. But as the deadline looms, she wonders what's next.
All of this is still high-centered. What's the best thing one citizen like myself can do?
Thank you very much, Janet. I'd say we're high center tipped over the cliff. I think exactly doing what you're doing, making calls, letting people know. I will tell you, at least in the Senate, the delegation, Lisa and I have grave concerns over where we're headed right now. And we have had great conversations about trying to solve this problem.
Amy in Sterling shared her story. She's a single parent who has no debt because she sticks to a budget. She wants to know why the government can't live within its means.
I'd be happy to come and sit on a panel with all of you senators and House of Representatives and go through the budget item by item and sit down and cut and do whatever I need to do to show you how I live within my means.
From a woman on Social Security to another concerned about military pay, Alaskans weighed in on their priorities and gave the senator feedback on where spending should be reined in and what should not be cut. And they expressed grave concern about what will happen if the nation does default. Dane is a financial analyst in Soldotna who has clients worried they could go under while waiting for a check.
I have clients that I work with that are small businesses that have been doing contract work on government contracts, and if they don't get paid in August, they may have to file bankruptcy. Imagine there's thousands of businesses across the United States are in the same situation.
Callers know what's going on in Washington, like Linda in Homer.
As I watch the coverage of all of this and from the outside looking in, I'm just stunned that I don't understand how all the budget decreases and all of that are even attached to the debt ceiling.
And Alice in Anchorage, concerned about the Social Security Fund getting reimbursed.
And how were they able to borrow it in the first place? Public Law 101-508, Title 8, Section 13301.
That was a great sight on the law. You've done your homework, no question about
Some
it.
Some Alaskans hit Begich with criticisms or calls to action, like Leonard in Fairbanks.
Which side are you going to be on? You said you're going to be on the people's side. Now, we got a Democratic president, and I'm not real pleased with him, and a lot of people aren't.
But Senator Begich rattled off all the ways he's not like other Washington Democrats and seemed to relish the challenge of getting Leonard on his side. The town hall callers also touched on their personal experiences. Richard in Anchorage is very affected by what's happening right now in Congress. A fight over rural airports and an anti-union provision in a bill has partially shut down the Federal Aviation Administration. And that means Richard is temporarily out of a job.
Hi, good evening, Senator Begich. I appreciate your energy. I'm a furloughed FAA engineer and wondered if the reauthorization bill is on the calendar of either the House or the Senate currently.
Begich gave the bad news that the FAA bill is not up for a vote yet due to what he says is stubbornness by a Florida Republican in the House. But beyond the politics, the senator says the telephone town halls, when done right, are about basic conversation.
It's also about real people talking about real issues. It's not about some hypothetical. It's not someone calling about the FAA bill. It's someone who's now been affected directly being laid off, or the single mothers that talked about how they had to raise their families. It keeps you very grounded.
Begich has the teletown halls periodically and says despite doing this one on a summer evening when many people were outside, interest was heightened by the importance of this moment in the debt debate.
I was on a phone call a little while ago, and the guy was floating down Eagle River, pulled over, was having a beer with glacier ice next to him because he pulled it off the glacier. And he says, I was glued to the TV before I came on the river. And everyone is watching this.
In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.